So he comes and take us away, and then we live happily ever after for eternity.
Okay, so let me run through the gospel quick with you, because I love you. That's incomplete. So we have to put our faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins. That is true. He's alive today. He's coming back to judge the world. But he calls all men everywhere to repent, to come out of the world, to turn from their sin, turn from their worldliness.
And well, when seek him? You got to come to repentance, right?
Then seek him and you repent. Him. You come out of the world, you lose your life. This is worldly. This is of the world. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, why are you here today?
I'm here because I'm spending time with my mom and sister and my niece.
Did you know Jesus Christ said, if you don't hate your mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter more than loving me, you're not worthy of me? So I want to encourage you, this is of the world, this is of the flesh. Are you being led of your flesh or of the Spirit of God today? Because if you've really repented and come out of the world, change your mind, change your ways, the Lord will give you his Holy Spirit. You'll be born again, John 3. And the fruit that you're born again, and I want you to test yourself. Go on that website. We have a ton of resources on there. Okay. John 3, test yourself.
The fruit. 3:16. 3:16 or just 3:16? 3,
I believe it's 3:3 or John 3:3. At the beginning, Jesus said you must be born again. But the fruit.
How are you born again?
Being born again, Jesus sees a willing vessel, Acts 5. If you're willing to obey him and come out of the world, if you have that change of heart. If you say, I want to flee my sin, I don't want to take part in the world, it's temporary, it's vain. I want to follow after the eternal kingdom and live for the eternal kingdom.
Doesn't baptism got to do with that?
No, that's just a symbol. That's just a symbol. It doesn't save you, it doesn't give you the Holy Spirit, but it's a symbol of your dying to Christ. You have to come out of the world, sir. If you're not walking in the light as he is in the light, you haven't been cleansed of your sin. If you're following after the flesh, Romans 8:8, you can't please God in the flesh. I care about you.
I know that.
Come out of the world. Seek him in spirit and truth. Yeah. Go on the website.
That's what I'm doing every day.
Go on the website. We'd love to encourage you in the truth. Send an email. We have to endure till the end, and we have to come out of the world. We can't just
be... Are you guys from here?
We're actually traveling street preachers. We go all over the place.
Oh, wow.
We've been north. We've been south.
Yeah.
We're all over the country. But the Lord is calling all men everywhere to repent, and I care about you. I don't see a fruit of a born-again believer in you. I care about you. I have to judge the fruit of a tree.
Here you go.
You have to be out of the world. You have to be separate, holy, set apart. I care about you, sir. Repent. Follow after Jesus Christ.